This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Today marks the 75th anniversary of the Atlanta premiere of the film Gone with the Wind. The movie, directed by David Selznick and based on Margaret Mitchell's book about Atlanta during the American Civil War, was an immediate hit upon its release. And somewhat instrumental in its success was Wilbur G. Kurtz. He was an artist and historian who worked to ensure the historical accuracy of the film. The Atlanta History Center is currently running an exhibit on Kurtz. It contains over 40 images and artifacts, giving insight into his knowledge of Atlanta history. I visited the exhibition to talk with curator Don Rooney, and he told us how Wilbur G. Kurtz originally became involved with David Selznick's production of Gone with the Wind.
Margaret Mitchell approached Wilbur Kurtz in November of 1935 in a letter that we have here, and she says to him, "In a weak moment, I have written a book." And the background of the book is Atlanta between 1859 and 1872. The story is more the effect war and Reconstruction had on the characters than the historical happenings themselves. However, the story involves General Johnston's retreat from Dalton, the battles around Atlanta, and the final fall of the city. So in this letter, Margaret Mitchell is asking Wilbur Kurtz to read those manuscripts for historical accuracy. And that really was the impetus for Margaret Mitchell suggesting to Kurtz that he go out to Hollywood and guide the production of the movie as technical advisor on matters of historical interest and accuracy.
Was a role like Kurtz's common in 1930s Hollywood?
It wasn't universally found in the credit rolls of films. Some films relied upon advisors to guide the accuracy in terms of the construction of the sets or the translation of the narrative. In the case of Gone with the Wind, though, the public had read the book, very much attuned to those descriptions that Margaret Mitchell put on paper, and Selznick knew that he needed to bring someone on to help guide that.
What was his background?
He was an artist by trade, and he had founded the Pen and Ink Society in Atlanta in the teens and made his life as a graphic artist, a commercial artist, and as an amateur historian. So he did have an eye for detail. In Hollywood, for example, as the sets were being contemplated by the art department at Selznick Studio, Kurtz insisted that the 1850s depot in heart of Atlanta be constructed accurately. He, as a matter of fact, had rescued the original Edward Vincent drawings of 1854 from a footlocker in downtown Atlanta, and he carried those out to Hollywood. And in this exhibit, you can look at the photograph of Atlanta's train depot next to a photograph from Kurtz's scrapbook of the set. Very hard to tell the two apart.
Kurtz's expertise as a historian guided Selznick's production in virtually every scene. What particular evidence can we see of this input in the film?
He attended to such details as what color the dirt streets should be in downtown Atlanta as the cavalry rode through the city. This was going to be in Technicolor. It needed to be right. So we have actually a vial of Georgia red clay that he took to Hollywood so that the art department could mix brick dust with sand to achieve the proper color for Georgia red clay.
What was so appealing to Selznick about Kurtz?
I think Selznick wanted to create a film as accurately as he could to take Margaret Mitchell's words and put them on screen. He invested a considerable money and considerable talent and time to accurately translating the book to film. So to have someone on staff that could guide the set construction, some of the costume decisions, even the dialect, as far as one person that crossed all of the departments at Selznick Studios to see that this film could accurately portray Margaret Mitchell's novel, I think that was Kurt's admiration.